Okay, here we go. Thanks, guys, for coming. I know it's late. Don't get scared by the Makoros. We're only going to do the first five reasons why we drink on Purim today. And it's exciting times. So we're in Adar. We're less than 2 weeks away from Purim.
Pictures of you were a great build-up.
Great pictures, great memories from Purim. So this is the time to prepare for Purim and to not just, like, it hits us and we're like, wait, why am I drinking? Like, what is it? Okay, I'll do it anyway because it's fun, but, like, what's going on? So let's try to understand a little bit. So I wanted to compile what I call the top 10 reasons why we drink on Purim. A lot of the reasons are interconnected, but there are different reasons. Some of them are more pshat, some of them are more drush, but they definitely will add insight to our day and help us understand the avodah of Purim a little bit more. I want to give a little disclaimer before we begin that I am not speaking about the halakha at all. That's actually one of my biggest pet peeves. In every single yeshiva, every place you go, for like months before Purim even comes, it's this and halal on Yom HaAtzmaut. You'll get to that in a few. Is all people do is, sorry, there aren't enough sheets. I'll make you more, okay? So everyone, they just talk about whether you should, you shouldn't, whatever, and it's a halakhic sugya. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not an important sugya to learn, but I think the ikar of the sugya, if I could throw in one thing in halakha, is that all the posts say, ubilvachi chavin libo v'shamayim, that the ikar thing, whether it's a lot, a little, nothing, sleep, ramah, whatever it is ubilvachi chavin libo v'shamayim, that you have to have the proper kavana, and that's what this year is really all about, that ubilvachi chavin libo v'shamayim. Okay, we're going to start. I didn't know if I should go from 1 to 10 or 10 to 1, but I think, you know, we want to end with the achdus with 1. Okay, so number 10. Okay, number 10 on the first page, the miracle of wine. Okay, the truth is, the Avud Yeraham here, he gives a few pshatim as to why we drink on Purim, and they're all interesting, but we're lumping it together as one, maybe just because it's one source. So here we go. Source number 1 says the Avud Yeraham. V'amar b'per kama de Megillah, mechayiv inish li besume b'puraya ad lo yoda bin or haman lebaruch Mordechai. Right, so I think by now we're probably all familiar with that Gemara. I remember a few weeks ago when we taught that song to you at Mishmar, no one knew what it was talking about. So by now I think everyone's like holding in that Gemara.
I remember what I was talking about.
What? Didn't even matter, exactly, okay? So here are a few pshatim from the Avud Yeraham. V'yesh mefarshim ad sheitchalif lo Haman b'Mordechai and Mordechai b'Haman. Okay, that's actually probably the most posh pshat. We have to understand why, what that means, what's the essence of drinking. But first pshat he says is that you're trying to switch your understanding of Haman and your understanding of Mordechai. Okay, it doesn't say so much. V'yesh mefarshim ki arer Haman ole leminyam baruch Mordechai. So what's the second shot? That the gematria of Arar Haman is the same gematria as Baruch Mordechai. V'ritzon olomar ad shelo yada lechavin ha-cheshbon. So a lot of the poskim, they bring this shot. What does it mean, ad shelo yada bein Baruch Mordechai la-Arar Haman? That really what it means is that they have the same gematria. So you should get drunk, not to the point that you like don't know the difference, but to the point where it's very, at a certain point, it's very hard to calculate numbers and gematrias, and even when we're not drunk, some people have, you know, trouble figuring this stuff out. So when you hit that point, it's like a lower level of, you know, you don't have to go too hard, just until you can't do that math, you know, that equation, that's the extent of how much we have to drink. Ubal hamin hagos, third shot we're saying, so he says the pshat is that they had a certain piyut, a certain poem they would say at the Purim Suda, and at the end of every other line, I don't know if they would switch off or do a few group together, everyone would shout out Baruch Mordechai and Arar Haman, and you'd have to like listen closely to what was going on to be able to shout out the right thing. So that's what the pshat is, that until you like it's just too, you drink so much it's a little confusing to fill in the right line at the end of the poem, whatever it is. And Lemaisa, we say, Shoshanas Yaakov also has certain lines about Baruch Mordechai. Maybe that's what it means, that you sing it to the point that like you just get so confused. Now he says another interesting pshat, which is kind of like, it's a little confused, like, how, like, we're supposed to drink so much? So he says, oh, Shema, where it's underlined, Mipnei Shelo Hayu Regilim Lishtos Yayin. And he quotes a lot of Gemaras that they didn't drink so much. So when the Gemara said that you have to get drunk until the point where you don't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman, it wasn't saying that you have to drink cups and cups and cups of wine. Rather, a few cups of wine, and since they didn't have they didn't have such a good tolerance, so back in those days they would get drunk even from a little bit, but not that we should drink so much. That's all the Pshat Avudra says. But then he asks, V'im Tomar, skipping down a few lines. Heyach chayavu chachamim l'shtakir v'purim, v'lo b'kama mikomos b'atora maskir shehu michshol gadol hashikros kemo noach v'lo. Okay, this is a question we're going to see in a lot of sources, and every source, if they really want to get to the bottom of this, they're going to have to answer this question. What's the question? Why in the world are chachamim telling us, or chazal telling us, that we have to get drunk on Purim? It's so antithetical to so many things, so many mises we see in the Torah. He quotes Noach and Lot, so many different chazals that it's not good to, and maybe you'll find chazals that, you know, to have a revis, yayin on Yontiv, there's something nice about that, but to get plastered or drunk or whatever word you want to fill in there, it doesn't make sense. So Yesh Lomar Mipnei Shekol Hanisim Shenasu Yisrael B'Meach Hashayosh Hayu Al Yedei Mishta. So the first pshat I want to focus on says the Vodram, you know why we drink on Purim? Because if you open up the Megillah and you look at the story, the Iker miracle, most of the miracles that happen in the Megillah, and this is a running theme through the Megillah, happen through Mishta. Through drinking. Kibitchilas nitrade Vashti mina malchus aide mishta ayayin. Right? Vashti, she lost her queenship because of the party that Achashirosh made, and he quotes the pasuk. Uba Esther tachta aide mishta. And then eventually Esther was queened, and that also happened after that, it became Achashirosh made another mishta. V'chein inyan Haman mufalaso aide mishta hayayin haya. And also Haman's whole fall, right? We know about the mishtas that Esther invited Haman and the king to these exclusive private parties, and that was the fall of Haman. V'lachein chayvu l'shtakir b'purim. So this is why we drink on Purim. Mipnei sheba hanes ba'avor mishte hayayin she'osta Esther va'ata yeniskar hanes ha'godul b'shtiyos hayayin. We are trying to commemorate the Nes. We're trying to commemorate the story of Purim, right? I saw in some of the poskim, they point out, it's very parallel to what happens at Chanukah. What happens at Chanukah? Why do we light Shemen Zayit Zach near Chanukah? To remember the Nes that happened, and the Iker Nes that happened was Shemen Zayit Zach, the oil in the base of Mikdash, and that's our way of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we remember the Nes. So they bring a parallel, and they said, this is also what's happening at Purim. The reason we're drinking is to commemorate the story of Purim from the beginning to the end. Mishta plays an integral part of the story, and we're trying to thank Hashem and remember that miracle. Okay? Number one shot. But I think the question that we're all asked, you know, if that's the case, then maybe have a glass of wine and, you know, say a nice little Yihiratzon, this was the wine that Esther used to the downfall of Haman and Gamarnu. What's Adelu Yada being Ara Haman Lebaruch Mordechai? So this answer, it gives a little bit of understanding of what's going on, but not the full extent. So we have to go a little bit further. Page 2. And here we are at reason number 9. I called it an inner friendship. Okay, we'll learn a piece from Rav Huttner. I think I actually might have learned this piece with some people already, maybe a few Sundays ago, some guys that are here, a little bit of Chazara, and we'll apply it to drinking on Purim. An inner friendship. So Rav Huttner, actually, before we even get to drinking on Purim, Rav Huttner opens with a question about Mishloach Manos. Mitzvos avas reim shayeches l'suk ha-mitzvos shel chovas ha-levavos v'haftel reyecha kamocha. Okay, there's generally we have a mitzvah in the Torah. It applies every single day called Vahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. I'm sure we're all familiar with that. And Rav Huner says it's a chovos levavos. There's no, the Torah doesn't tell us that the kiyum of ahavta l'reicha kamocha has to, you have to smile at five people a day, or give two people a hug a day, or give someone a candy every week, whatever. There's no shir, there's no lemaisa, this is how to accomplish ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Rather, it's a chovos levavos, it's in our heart, and there's no external formulation of how to accomplish the mitzvah. Ella Shadavka, where it's underlined, Hayom Nistafa Michovas Alavavos Azu Chova Shabapal Mamish Mishloch Manos Ishlareu Mashlomatsinu Ludugmaso Bishach Yuvuzmanim. When it comes to Purim, however, right, all year round, Vavtulerecha Kamocha is just manifested in Chovas Lavavos. When it comes to Purim, it's the one day a year where where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us a specific Lemaisadik way to be mekayim the mitzvah of ahavta l'reicha kamocha, and that's through mishloach manos. We give mishloach manos as a kiyum of ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So why, all of a sudden, does it take on such a lemaisa dika form? Bir inyan. So he wants to explain this based on a Maharal. We'll say the Maharal outside, and then we'll continue with Rav Huner. The Maharal has an idea. We're not going to get into it all right now. That the Torah is a manifestation of Klal Yisrael. The Torah, says the Maharal, is the tzura of Klal Yisrael. So whatever form Klal Yisrael is in, the Torah is also in that same form. Right? The Chazal actually say that Yisrael stands for Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisios LaTorah. That there are 600,000 letters in the Torah and 600,000 Jews. It's not true by either one of them, but Chazal say it, and there's a lot of shotim of how to figure it out. I mean, it's true in some level, because Chazal say it, right? 600,000 Jews connected 600,000 letters in the Torah. Says the Maharal something very interesting. He's commenting on a Gemara that in the end of times, Torah is going to be spread out, confusing, and like mishkababel. That's the best word for it. Okay? Right? As the Chazal say, Levakesh Devar Hashem Velo Yimtzau means that the Torah is going to be all over the place. Well, Maisa, this is something we relate to very much, that when we learn a Gemara, in order to, right, it's not just like reading a novel where everything's clear and, you know, set. When we learn a Gemara, Tosaf says, oh yeah, in order to understand this Gemara, you have to know this Gemara in Menachos, which says the opposite. And then, like, the Ritva's like, oh, but the answer is in a Gemara in Brachos. And Torah is all over the place. Or, like, just to get the halacha, like, you wanna find out the halacha, you open up the Mechaber, and then the Rav Mazkal, like, and then the Mishnah Berurah has another pshat. And then, oh, if you look in the Bar Halacha, it's like, really, we hold like this? And then you, like, ask your post, and it's like, nah, it's not, and it's really all over the place. So, says the Maharal, the reason that had to be was because the Torah is the Tzura of Klal Yisrael. So just like Klal Yisrael had to be sent into Galus, and what's Galus? That we're spread all over the world, and we're not together, we're not unified, we're not in one place. There are many different factions and sections, and I wear my kippah this way, my hat this way, and I speak this way, and I speak with this accent within Klal Yisrael. So the Torah also had to take on this fragmentation, and this separation, and this mishkababalness, okay? But, says the Maharal, in order for the Torah to be given at Har Sinai, the Torah, right, at Har Sinai the Torah wasn't all over the place. The Torah was clear, it was succinct, it was all in one place, it was in one form, it made sense. So if that's the case, that the Torah is the same tour of Klal Yisrael, so at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael also had to be together. Says Rav Huner, what's the raya for that? How do we know that was true? Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Ahar, right? The Rashi that we all know. It doesn't say Vayichanu, that they camped in many different, in plural. Rather, Vayichan, Ki Ishachai B'Lev Echad. Rav Huner says it had to be that way, because if the Torah was given to us, then the Torah had to be complete for it to be given to us. It couldn't be here and there and all over the place. So Klal Yisrael also had to be complete and unified and not all over the place. Says Rav Huner, taking it one step further, that on Purim there's also a Kabbalah Satorah. Right? There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos Peichet, Hadar Kiblu B'mei Achashirosh, that they re-accepted the Torah, and Purim is a day of Kabbalah Satorah. So based on that, says Rav Huner, there had to be unity amongst Klal Yisrael on Purim too. Otherwise, just like we needed Vayichan Sham Yisrael to receive the Torah at Har Sinai, so too we need unity, we need Vayichan Sham, we need Ke'ish Achad, B'Lev Achad, to receive the Torah on Purim. So skipping down to where it gets, where I underline, in source number 2, from the Pachad Yitzchak, the Mekevan Shah Torah Hi Tzura San Shah Yisrael, since the Torah is the form of Klal Yisrael, ubishas matan Torah hare kol Torah haisa mechuneset b'makom echad, and to give the Torah has to be unified and compact and complete and all in one place. Kemo kein gam livavam shel Yisrael hayetzarich liyo mechunas l'makom echad. So the hearts of Klal Yisrael also have to be unified by Yichad Sham Yisrael. Lachin babekan chova v'poel shel avas reyem. So this is why, to answer the Rav Hunter's original question, why on Purim, all of a sudden, we don't just say, oh, however you want to. We say, no, you have to give Mishloach Manos to be Mekayim v'haftalarecha kamocha. We give a specific way of doing v'haftalarecha kamocha. Why does it have to be that way? Says Rav Hunter, it has to be that way because we need unity on Purim. Unity is a tnai in Purim. Without unity, we can't receive the Torah. So therefore, we have Mishloach Manos to create unity. Now we're getting to the drinking part. Says Rav Hutner, V'adayin ein ze mafsi. Right, until now, what did Rav Hutner say? That we need Mishloach Manos in order to create unity, because you need unity to receive the Torah. V'adayin ein ze maspik. Da'are avas reyim shtei b'chinos yeshla. Because there are really two parts of unity. Two parts of getting along with your friends. There's two aspects of it. Ligrom hanas v'koz ruach l'chavero. There's one thing you do to get close with people is just to be nice to people, to give them things, to cause them hana, to make them smile, to make them happy. So you do nice acts, you do acts of kindness. But a nice act of kindness, giving someone a present, giving someone a snack or whatever it is, you could do that to a stranger on the street. But that's only one level of unity. The Gam, says Rav Hunter, the second part of unity is etzim his karvus hanifashos vehishtaf fus beruach im chavero. A mamish, a connection of spirits, of ruach, of when you sit with a buddy and you it's not about what presents you, there's just a closeness. It's not that you gave him something, it's not that you smiled at him when you walked past a stranger in the street. You sit with a buddy and you mamish feel each other, connect each other, know each other, and that's another part of Avas Reyim. Im Kane says Rav Hutner, Nehi de inyan Ashloach Manos matim lebechina rishona shel avas reyim dahinu karmas korach ruach. He says Mishloach Manos accomplishes the first part of unity, that we do nice things for people, we make people smile, we make people happy. Aval akati manasem bechina hashniya shel avas reyim. But what about the second part of avas reyim? Getting close with the body, getting tight with a friend, really connecting in your neshamas, right? The first way is like your goof is connecting. You're making the guy happy. You feed his stomach. You smile at him. Whatever it is. But there's a deeper connection, a connection of the neshama that Mishloach Manos can't accomplish. Because if I just give Mishloach Manos to a random stranger I see in the street, sure I made him happy, but did I connect with him? Did my neshama bother him? Okay, in some level, but not in a deeper level. V'atshuva al zeh, he says, Rav Hutner, how do we accomplish that second part of unity? Gedola legima shemikareves asalavavos. A shtickle l'chaim, to forbring with friends. Gedola legima. Legima means, you know, a little a sip of alcohol. That it's mikarevis as a lavavos. When guys sit together, shevis achim, they forbring, they connect. That's mikarevis as a lavavos. It brings people together. So the second reason, number two, an inner friendship. Why do we drink on Purim? Because fundamental to the acceptance of the Torah on Purim is unity. And a beautiful way to have unity amongst clients or amongst friends is to gedola legima, to have a l'chaim together, to forbring together with friends. We're going to move on to source 3, where the Nesiv HaShalom... It is Geshmak. We're going to move on to source 3 now, where the Nesiv HaShalom is Geshmak, or the Rav Hutner is... They're both Geshmak. Right? That's what you meant,
both,
right?
But
Nesiv HaShalom. Very exciting. Okay. So the Nesiv HaShalom, he really expands on this idea in a very... In a derech drush way, a derech avoda way, in a beautiful way. about really being close with people on Purim. Bechelek shel shalem im chavero, yesh bechinas aro haman u bechinas baruch Mordechai. Right? When it comes to relationship with your friends, there's certain relationships you have which are bechinas, they're on the level, they're like a Baruch Mordechai relationship. And then you have relationships that are Aro Haman relationships. Right? What's the difference? Yesh chavirim shemargishim kim krovim lilavo, lilibo, v'chi hein heim hagunim v'ru'uyim b'chinas Baruch Mordechai. You have friends that you're close with and you get along with and you smile at them and you feel connected to them. And that's what he says is like Baruch Mordechai. Unfortunately, sometimes there are people that we get along with them on a level of Aro Haman. Sometimes it's because we have a pagam and we're in a low state, so we relate to other people in this negative way, this Aro Haman way. Or maybe there's something wrong about them and it just doesn't click. Ubipurim chayov adam lebesume adelu yoda bein aro haman lebaruch Mordechai. On Purim, you have to get to a level, you have to be besume bepurim, you have to get to a place where you don't even know the difference between the friends that you don't get along with and the friends you get along with, and you have to feel a korva, a connection, a closeness to every Jew. The Jews that wear the same type of kippah as you, and the Jews that think you're going to Gehenim because you have an iPhone or whatever it is, right? Every single type of Jew you have to feel close to. Shezeh inyam mitzvos mishloach manos ish l're'eu laharbos ha'reyes v'yedidis, to create reyes. So Rav Huttner spoke about why closeness and friendship is so fundamental to Purim, because without that we can't receive the Torah. Says the Slonim Rebbe, and we'll see it even more in the Sfas Emes in the next source, that it's also fundamental to Purim, because the whole plan and decree of Haman and Achashverosh came about because we weren't unified. Ki reishis ha-pagam b'mei Mordechai v'Esther haya kamosha Amar Haman. Right, the whole pagam, the whole fault that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to ke'ilu make this decree upon us that we were going to be destroyed happened. Why? Haman said why. Our enemies told us why. Yeshno am echad mifuzar mifurad, which means there's a nation, says Haman, they're mifuzar mifurad. They're spread out and they're separated. Poshup shat, it means that they're just all over the nation. There are some people in, right, let's say it was, right, whatever, they're all over in every different country, okay? But the way the Svarim, all Darshan, Yesh Noam, Fuzam, and Furad, it's not geographic. It's not that they're in different locations. Rather, it's hashkafic. It's philosophically. They're separated from each other. They don't get along with each other. They view some Jews as Aro Haman, but says in Nisiv HaShalom, on Purim, and says Rav Huttner, we drink on Purim to come to a level that even the Jews, we feel Aro Haman, they're Baruch Mordechai, and even the Jews, but everyone is all the same. We love every Jew no matter what. We'll skip the Sfas Emes just to save some time. But with the Sfas Emes in the next source, in source 4, you can look at it yourself. You can come over to me if you need help with it. He points out that was the taina of Haman, Yeshno Am Vuzam Fuar, that they're separated. And if you look in the Megillah, that's actually how we began to have salvation. What's the turning point in the Megillah? Says the Sfas Emes, the Pasuk says that Esther told Mordechai, Lech Kenos Es Kol HaYehudim, Zitzumu Elai, go and gather all the Jews and have them fast for me. Says the Sfas Emes, that's just a stomp thing. She's like, oh, by the way, Mordechai gathered the Jews. That was the salvation, that when you gather the Jews, when you bring them together, when there's no such thing as Aro Haman and Baruch Mordechai, that is the way HaKadosh Baruch could save us, and that's the way we could receive the Torah, says Rav Huttner. And that's reason number one. Why is there an Inyan to drink on Purim? Says Rav Huttner and the Siva Shalom and the Sfas Emes, that when we drink on Purim, it brings us together and it creates a certain achdus and unity among Klal Yisrael. Okay, moving along. Number 8. Right, Roman numerals could be a little confusing, but okay, here we go. Number 8. Okay. Shem Yishmuel, the Sakut Shavarov, He quotes a very interesting chazal about a simcha that took place during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says that there was a certain simcha when the Beis HaMikdash was around, because Jews, they would, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they would get forgiveness. V'onira lomar, source number 5, al pi divrei ha-medrash, the Beis HaMikdash haya misos kol ha'aretz. There was joy and happiness which stemmed from the Beis HaMikdash. Mishum shlo haya echad Yisrael meitzar kishahaya Beis HaMikdash kayim. So no one was distressed when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Lama shahaya adam nichnas lisham male avonos v'haya makriv korban mischaper lo ein simcha gedol mizu shahaya yotzei tzadik. Says the Sakhat Shavarov, quoting a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, the reason the Beis HaMikdash is Mesos Kol Ha'aretz, a place which creates Simcha, is because during the time of Korbanos, anyone could enter the Beis HaMikdash, they could give Korbanos, they get forgiveness, they walk out of the Beis HaMikdash like a tzaddik, and ain't Simcha Gedola Mizu. V'hine Yisrael hayu nimkarim lahariga. Says the Sakhat Shavarov, bringing it to Purim now, that Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, they were slated to death so much so that the pasuk in the Megillah says that it was stamped with the sign of the king. There was no going back. They were on death row. They were mamish. They were ready to be executed. Ela sheyisigu chayim chadoshim meolam haneelamim. B'emtzos Mordechai the Esther ukikaton shenola dami. So says the Sakhat Shavar that since they were going to be killed and there was a miracle and they were saved, they were on the level of katon shenola dami. Okay, they were on the level of a newborn baby that was born anew, that was born afresh. V'im kein havano shayu b'yadam mikfar shuv ein nechshavim klal. So that means that all the avirus they had were totally wiped clean because they had a new slate. They were kakat and shenolad. If they were on death row and all of a sudden they came back to life, it's like a baby that's born and born with a clean slate, says the Sakhat Shavar. V'im kein, skipping to where it's underlined, ein lecha simcha gadol mizu sheyatzu tzadikim. They walked out of the Purim story as mamish, as tzadikim, a clean slate. Continuing a little bit, this is a few paragraphs later in the Shemesh Shmuel, he focuses on the specific nature of the Simcha in Purim. V'nira de Simchas Purim v'Simchas Yom Tov lav v'bnei bakta chada ninu de Simchas Yom Tov hu regish devekus k'moshakas of Rambam de kriyas halal hu b'chal Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, says the Sakhat Shavar that Simchas Yom Tov and Simchas Purim are two very different things. And by contrasting the two different things, right, in the first paragraph he spoke about how there's a certain simcha that comes about on Purim. But now we contrast the simcha of Purim with the simcha of Yom Tov, and by contrasting them we really get to the bottom of what the nature of the simcha on Purim is. So he says the simcha on Yom Tov is a simcha of Dveikus. It's a simcha that's felt through an inner connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the raya he brings to it is the Ramban, who says that you're Yotzei Simchas Yom Tov by saying Hallel on Purim. Okay, so it must be some sort of spiritual inner Simcha. If Hallel, sorry, not Hallel on Purim, Hallel on Yom Tov. Right, if Hallel on Yom Tov, you're Yotzei Simchas Yom Tov, it must be an inner Dveikus. V'hu Simcha Pnimius, it's inner. Right, that's why it had to be basar from kachim, not just stam basar. You can't just go and go to Burger's Bar and order a nice 250 and call it a simchas yom tov. It had to be simchas from kachim because it's a spiritual simcha. Shebechitzonius in hefresh bein basar kachim the basar chulim ukemo shehigid. Avi Admor, he quotes his father, time of the Emirat be Yom Tov Mishim Derikuru Bechitzonius Aevarim Vesimchas Yom Tov Bepnimius. Another raya that he brings that Simchas Yom Tov is Bepnimius, it's an internal Simcha, is that he quotes from his father that we don't dance on Yom Tov, and because he says dancing is a chitzoni, it's an external way of showing Simcha, But yontif, that's not really what's trying. We're not trying to sow external manifestations of simcha. Rather, it's an inner manifestation of simcha that we're concerned with. Ach simchos Purim, where it's underlined now, coming to Purim, eno kein. Elohu kein shahaita hagzeir aleim lashminu ra'arog ula'abed shehu b'chitzonius ha'adam. V'na'afolchu. Says the Sagan Javar that the whole Gezerah by Purim was to destroy the Jews, was to kill their bodies, which was chitzonius. It wasn't about their spiritual well-being. It wasn't about to make them not do mitzvahs. They wanted to wipe us out, whether we did mitzvahs or not. Im kein hasimcha hanitzmechet mizu namitzucha liot af bechitzonius ha'adam. The im kein, coming to the title of Shir, hamitzul v'sumim puraya kedoshetieni keres hasimcha gam bechitzonius. Says the Sakhachavar, that is why there's Dafka Mitzvah Basume Bipuraya, to drink on Purim, to show us that the mitzvah isn't just an internal simcha, a pneumius, a devekus ba'kadosh baruch hu. Rather, we're trying to create an external manifestation of our simcha. And that's what the drinking is. That's what the yayin on Purim is. It's to show that just like we were, just like Haman wanted to kill our guf, our body, we celebrate with our guf. We celebrate with a simcha of drinking. We'll skip now. Source 6, the Mishnah Berurah actually in Hilchos Chanukah points this out. And he says, on Chanukah, the Iker Mitzvah is Lahala Lahodos, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is pnimius, which is spiritual. But on Purim, that's not the Iker Mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah is the Besumim Puraya, which is Mishnah V'Simcha, which is an external Simcha. So again, it's the same point that we're celebrating externally, right? It's the opening question. It's so weird that we drink on Purim, and when all year round, maybe in small increments, maybe even not, and on Purim, all of a sudden, it seems to be a mitzvah to drink on Purim. Says the Shem Yishmael in the Mitzvah Berurah that the reason is because Haman tried to destroy our bodies. So we celebrate with our bodies. There's no greater way to celebrate the destruction of the decree of Haman and the salvation from Haman than celebrating with our bodies. We'll skip the Mishnah Berurah, as I said, and let's go to Source 7. Piece from Rav Huttner. I discussed to learn with Shmuel this Thursday night. And again, he's contrasting the mitzvah of Simcha on Purim with the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. And again, by contrasting these two different types of Simcha, again, we'll get to the bottom of what Simcha on Purim is all about. Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov noves hi min hakasuv v'samachta v'chagecha. Right? The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov comes from the pasuk that says v'samachta v'chagecha. V'kabanu b'zeh de'ein simcha el v'basar v'yayin. Basar v'yayin, that's how you have simcha on Yom Tov. Shtiyas yayin v'achila basar. Matinu behem b'chol ha-Torah kula hilchul shiurim. Revis, kezayis. U'memela anu omrim she'b'simchas Yom Tov medubar al odo shiurim. Says Rav Huttner that when it comes to Simcha on Yom Tov, there are shirim, there are increments, there are certain there's amounts that we're supposed to drink. We're supposed to have a kezayis of basar, and we're supposed to have a revius of yayin. V'ayin b'Rambam perek vav mehilchos Yom Tov chayvin bezin lahamid shosrim b'raglav. Says the Rambam that so much so that we were so concerned that people would go overboard and go and be too exuberant in their simcha and just drink too much or eat too much, that bezin, they would put shotrim to make sure that people were keeping it in line and people were in check and they weren't getting too wild. Right, also the Rambam, if you look in Hilchos Yom Tov, he also speaks about people that eat too much and drink too much in Yom Tov. He calls it a simchas kreso, that you're just trying to feed your stomach and you're not really being mesameach on Yom Tov. The seder on Haga kazeh e afshar lo sheyimtza b'simchas Purim klal v'klal. Says Rav Huttner, though, turning over to the next page, when it comes to Purim, there's nothing like this. There's no shotrim, there's no limits, there's no, only drink a reviz, only drink a kazeh, there's nothing like that. Umemela anu omrim shebesimchas Purim lo namar bar klal inyan shel shir. There's no shir. There's no limits. There's no boundaries. What's going on? Why on Purim all of a sudden it's so different than Yom Tov? It makes no sense, says Rav Huna. Rav Huna says a mashal, and we'll say it outside to save some time. Says if a guy makes a suda to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a salvation for a certain sickness he had, a sudas hodah, so the greater the sickness it is, the greater the salvation it was, the greater a suda he'll make. So if Chas V'Shalom, right, if he just had, you know, a cold, then maybe when he gets out of bed the next day, the proper thing, you know, he sits down and eats his schnitzel for dinner, and he should say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm sitting here right now, Baruch Hashem. Let's say, lo aleinu, we shouldn't know from this, but let's say someone, Chas V'Shalom, he got sick from cancer, and Baruch Hashem, he healed, and he's in remission, and he's doing better. He's not going to just eat that, you know, have the rubbery schnitzel that they serve in Torah Shraga, you know, by himself in the Shraga day. He's going to, you know, maybe he'll invite people out to bourbon, whatever. He'll make a nice, beautiful suda. The greater the salvation, the more simcha he's going to want to have when he celebrates. Says Rav Huna, there's one exception. What's the exception? If someone gets sick, what Rav Huna calls marashkora, which if we translate to English means depression, okay? If someone gets sick with the depression, then the suda that he makes, eventually when he gets better, takes on a totally different form. Okay? Because why does it take on a different form? Because what is depression? Depression means that he has a lack of ability to be besimcha, to be happy, right? For whatever reasons, for whatever psychological reasons, something is blocking him from being besimcha. And he goes through the therapies and he overcomes it. And finally, when he has the simcha, it's not that his simcha is commensurate to how much how sick he was. The etzim simcha, every single simcha he has is even a greater simcha, and each simcha creates more, because the etzim being simcha creates more simcha, because that is his healing, that is his refuah. By being happy, he's getting even better, and then he gets happier, and he gets better, and he gets happier, and he gets better, and aim with over self. There's no shear to it. Says Rav Huna, that's what's happening on Purim. How is that the case? So we saw until now that the simcha from the salvation, right, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shnei Mishmor, was really a chitzonius, a simcha for the guf. But says Rav Huna, no. There was also a tremendous simcha of the nefesh. Because Rav Huna says that the whole battle in the Megillah is a battle against a malik. Haman is a descendant of a malik, and it's a battle against a malik. If we go to the source of our battles with Amalek, what does the Torah say? Asher korcha b'derech. That what did Amalek do to us? They, and the famous Rashi, they cooled us down. Miloshon kar. Okay? They, and Rashi says, we came out of Mitzrayim, we were hot, we were on fire. And it's kilu like Amalek, they jumped in the bathtub, which was scalding, was boiling, and they burnt themselves. But they did that when someone that's cold jumps in a bathtub, it obviously cools down the bathtub. And they did that because they wanted to cool us down. Says Rav Huna, what does that mean, they cooled us down? To cool us down means they took away our simcha shel mitzvah. They took away, right, when someone does a mitzvah, they wake up in the morning and they're half asleep. They pull themselves to davening, and they're able to strap on their tefillin without even thinking about what they're doing. There's no simcha shel mitzvah. They're not mo'da'ani lefanecha and excited to serve Hashem again. Right? There's no you would describe that person as cooled down. He's not on fire, right? That's right. The opposite is someone that's on fire. When you see someone that's on fire, you like, oh, that person's on fire. What does that mean? He's on fire. Is he like, obviously he's not really burning on fire. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that there's a simcha shel mitzvah, and Amalek cooled us down, which means they took away our simcha shel mitzvah, which is ke'ilu like a depression. Says it's the mashal nimshal. It's a depression. So on Purim, when we're able to have simcha, when we're able to to re-tap into our simcha, when we're able to be hot again, to heat up again, that creates more simcha, and that creates more simcha, because the etzim, the simcha, is the salvation. When the depressed person is able to have simcha, that is refuah, and that creates more simcha, and more simcha, and more simcha. Says Rav Hunter, that's what happens on Purim, on Yontif, there are shirim. On Yontif, Revius, Kazayas, there are shirim, there are limits. But when it comes to Purim, Ein L'dav Arsof, our simcha continues and continues. Okay, so the what are we up to? We just did 8, which was what? Oh, we just did 6?
7.
We just did 7. Okay.
Those are two kind of different answers than one answer.
Okay, celebration from salvation. Okay, should we stop here? Should we call it a night and try to? Okay, it's late already, so we'll stop here, and Bezos Hashem, we'll pick up next week or Wednesday. If you want, I could hold on to it.